A Sitka-based barge line hopes to return to serving Southeast by the end of the year. It depends on a shipping industry shuffle, where a much larger company is trying to absorb its chief competitor. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Samson Tug and Barge used to do a lot of business with loggers and mills around Southeast Alaska. But as the timber industry shrunk, the line's service area moved farther west. The Sitka-based company now carries cargo to and from Seattle, Prince William Sound, the Kenai Peninsula, Kodiak, King Cove, and Dutch Harbor. The list could expand later this year.
We started in Southeast. We still have our headquarters in Southeast, so why not be in Southeast? It just makes sense.
Corey Baggin is vice president of Samson Tug and Barge.
We've looked at entering the Southeast market over the years, but with two carriers in the region, there really hasn't been room for a third.
That number could shrink later this year. Linden Incorporated, which owns Alaska Marine Lines, is in the process of buying Northland Services Incorporated. The two lines handle the lion's share of cargo shipments to Southeast communities. Samson does some barging to and from Sitka. Baggin says the purchase allows her company to compete in other communities.
Our plans right now are to service Ketchikan, Juneau, Wrangell, Petersburg, all of Prince of Wales Island, and Metlakatla.
Northland's barge line will continue to exist as a Linden subsidiary, but operations will be combined in Southeast towns that both serve. The purchase has to clear a number of hurdles. Among the concerns, the combination could effectively create a monopoly. Linden CEO John Burdick says that's why his corporation is encouraging Samson's Southeast expansion.
There is a regulatory review process, and the state of Alaska wants to ensure that where there's competitive overlap between Linden and Northland, that there's alternative services available.
Burdick says buying Northland expands Linden's service area to western Alaska as well as Hawaii. But he says Linden's Alaska Marine Line subsidiary will not reduce Southeast port calls.
At a minimum, they'll receive equal frequency of service.
In terms of equaling what AML's doing now or what AML plus Northland's doing now?
AML plus Northland.
Burdick expects most Northland employees will either keep their jobs or find new ones with Alaska Marine Lines or Samson Tug and Barge. Baggin says her company will be hiring.
Eventually, we'll probably double our size. Probably have somewhere between 120 and 160 employees.
And will those folks be based in Alaska or a lot of them be out of Seattle?
No, most of them will be based in Alaska. We're going to pick up a few more people and we're going to have to increase our warehouse size. We're going to have to increase the amount of space we're taking up for our yard. You know, we'll have to have more trucks and that kind of thing down here in Seattle. But most of those employees will be in Alaska.
Baggin understands her company will compete against a much larger operation. She says Samson will do that by providing personalized customer service.
We're not the big box carrier. We're not going to be the one that says, you better do it at this time, this way. We don't care how you want to do it. We're going to say, hey, what do you need? And we're going to do the best we can to come in and really work for the customers.
Linden and Samson expect the sale to be completed by the end of this year, and both say they'll be ready for a quick transition. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.